It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Thanks everybody for coming. We're really excited about this weekend. We've spent the last year really doing a lot of excavation work, demolition, utility work. Today and this weekend, we really start to build something, right? People will see for the first time a real expression of what we're doing here at Ralph Wilson Park with our partners, the Ralph Wilson Parks Conservancy, Budsy, and of course, Gil Bain, our construction manager for this project. As you have seen through our media alert, we'll be erecting the bridge, which is right behind me, over the thruway on Saturday night into Sunday morning. The thruway is going to be closed for a period of time. It looks like we're going to have fantastic weather to complete this work. Here to give a little bit more information on the process that will be taking place over the course of Saturday evening into Sunday morning is Sean Nijewski from Gil Bain Construction. Sean, do you want to say a few words?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. So starting tomorrow at 9 p.m., we'll be closing down the I-19 between exits 8 and 9 to begin our operations. The first step in the process is going to be installing jump bridges over the CSX railway tracks. From there, you can see the bridge behind us is currently staged on its transporters. Those transporters will take the bridge out onto the highway, where it will connect to two gantry cranes that are set up in front of either abutments. The gantry cranes will be attached to the bridge, lift up into the air, and then move laterally over the bridge abutments, where the bridge will be lowered down onto its bearing and into its final location.
So we're here to answer questions that you folks might have about the process, about the project. So at this time, we'll open up to some questions.
Are there any unforeseen issues along the process?
Well, the thruway is going to be closed for a total of 13 hours. So it is an all-night affair. The project is a very slow-moving one, right? Nothing's done fast. There's a lot of folks involved. Sean, I don't know if you want to get into exactly how the articulators work and how long and slow they move.
Yeah, right? Sure. So yeah, it's definitely a very slow and deliberate process with safety in mind as we work through putting this bridge up here. The transporters that take the bridge out onto the highway are going to be moving very slowly. The gantry cranes that move on the tracks and do the lifting of the bridge are also, very deliberately set to move very slowly in safety. As Andy mentioned, it's anticipated this operation will take 13 hours. And a big driver of that is, keeping safety in mind and making sure we do this right.
What would be the most challenging or difficult part of the process?
So the most difficult part of the process for tomorrow night is going to be getting the bridge set in its exact locations. The bridge bolts onto its bearings, so we have to be extremely precise on where we set the bridge down to make that bolted connection at the end.
On top of the new bridge going up, the old pedestrian bridge is also coming down. Take us through, I guess, the challenges of that with it being a little bit of an older structure and how that process will work as well tomorrow.
Yes, that's correct. The old bridge is coming down at the same time as the new one. We've done a lot of prep work on the old bridge, so tomorrow night, the operations that we have to do is just cut the steel superstructure down. It is a logistical challenge for both the new bridge to go up and the old bridge to come down at the same time, but we work closely with our trade partners and have a good plan in place, and you know, it'll be two separate operations, one to erect the bridge and one to demo it.
How difficult was it? Because sometimes when you're driving under the bridge on the 190, you see equipment up on that old bridge taking stuff down. With it being older like that, how challenging was it to ensure that, you know, there wasn't anything that happened to be falling into traffic or anything like that?
Yeah, so we work closely with New York State Thruway Authority to plan our work. We utilize single and double lane closures and did a lot of these operations overnight to minimize the impact to the commuters. You know, overall, we're in a good spot with it, and I think a lot of the slower and dirtier work of removing that bridge is behind us, and Saturday night we'll just be cutting the steel, getting that downloaded onto trucks, and taking it off-site.
How about putting together the bridge, the new bridge? It came in July in two separate parts. I mean, talk about the process of actually putting it together to where it sits right now, where it's just about ready to go to be put in place.
Yeah, so back in July, the bridge was delivered in four sections right here at the park seawall. We spent about a month welding the four pieces together, getting that inspected. And we also painted the bridge, applied an anti-graffiti coating to the bridge as well. And that whole process took about 2 months. And, you know, at that point, we recently, this Wednesday actually, we moved the bridge out from the assembly area where we did all that work into the current location you see it now, staged and ready for erection.
It's a slow process. Do you think it's going to take longer than you have planned, like scheduled?
We're very comfortable with the time frame that we've allowed ourselves, and barring anything going wrong, we do not anticipate taking longer than 13 hours.
If it does take longer, how are you going to let the public know?
We have prepared a media statement that we will send out to the different channels, City of Buffalo, New York State Thruway. We do have something ready to go if something does go wrong, but we will be able to alert the community if something is going awry.
And considering the Peace Bridge is right there, a lot of that traffic, what about the detour process?
Yeah, so we work closely with the Peace Bridge Authority, New York State Thruway, City of Buffalo, DOT. There's a lot of entities involved in creating this detour.
CSX, too, the railroad going through.
Yep, CSX as well was a big partner. But we have had multiple meetings and reviews of this detour plan with the different authorities, and everybody has signed off and approved it. Essentially, exits 8 and 9 are going to be closed on the thruway, and the main detour is going to be on Niagara Street.
The site is off limits. The site is off limits.
Yes, during operations, the site will be off limits and closed to the public. I don't know if there's anything else.
Yeah,
you can add there.
I'll just go through that. So during the bridge project, the construction site where the fencing exists will be closed to everybody. There's just going to be a lot of activity going on here. Also, just a reminder that Ralph Wilson Park itself closes at 10 p.m. It's closed overnight, so both this section of the park is closed to the public, as well as the 4th Street side of the park is also closed to the public overnight. So it's closed from 10 p.m. until sunrise, but that section of the park will be reopened on Sunday morning as per our regular hours. It's really just a construction site that's fully closed.
So they can come, they can come film Monday?
Sunday after sunrise is when the park reopens, so both the 4th Street side of the park as well as our section of the park over here. The construction site still may be closed. This is an active construction site, so that needs to be scheduled to enter. Also, the bridge will not be usable on Sunday. I think I just want to point that out, right? There's still work that needs to take place on the bridge. This is just to put the bridge over the thruway. There's still work that needs to be done to the bridge as well as to the abutments that lead up to the bridge as part of our current phase of construction work, which we'll really be working on through all of next year. So just this is the first step in getting this bridge ready, is to get it across the thruway, but there's still a lot of work that needs to take place after that's done.
So there's no public access to this bridge until the park is fully open then, right?
until we start to, we did say that we would look at potentially reviewing opening the park in phases as we get further along through construction. It's too early to specify exactly how that would occur because there's a lot that could take place over next year. But it will not be open this year for the public to use. In fact, people will see some fencing and security measures go up after the bridge is put over the thruway.
Anything else?
Well, there's a tremendous, we're currently in phase one construction, which besides the bridge includes a lot of the southern shore, the inlet area there, a lot of both storm and ecologic resiliency projects that are going along the Ralph Wilson Park coastline. But it also involves creating the hill and the entrance gardens, putting in a couple of softball Little League diamonds, the soccer fields, as well as a tremendous amount of work that people won't necessarily see with respect to utility work, drainage, foundations, those types of things that are going in at this time. That will be followed up with a second phase of work that will continue with additional amenities as per the Ralph Wilson Park master plan. And all of that information can be found on the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy's website. There's a section on the website that speaks to both the planning process on how we got here, as well as to the planned construction process for implementing that vision from the community. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.